we remember from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, that passage when Jesus asked the apostles, who do people say that I am? And eventually Peter would exclaim, Jesus, as the Messiah, and you are Peter, on this rock I build my church, the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail. But when Jesus first asked the question, who do people say that I am? One of the answers was Jeremiah. Jeremiah, this great prophet that we hear about in the first reading. This man who was called from a young age to be a prophet. This guy who didn't want it. He tried to reject it, tried to say, I'm too young. I don't know how to speak. Find somebody else. And Jesus says, no, I'll put my words into your mouth. Go and proclaim the truth. And so he's given a mission to preach to his countrymen, his kinsmen, his family, his friends. All of these people who should have known better, but were choosing to violate God's law in infidelity and idolatry, rejecting the truth to live a lie. And because of that, he was prosecuted, persecuted, threatened with death so many times. And so we have this passage today. Terror on every side is what he hears people talking about him. Denounce, let us denounce him. And he says, all those who are my friends, they are watching for any misstep of mine. Just before this, we're in Jeremiah chapter 20. It's kind of that famous passage where Jeremiah cries out to the Lord, says, you duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. Maybe a more exact translation is, you seduced me, and I allowed myself to be seduced. This luring, this drawing out, where Jeremiah is facing the consequence of preaching the truth, of calling his family and friends back to fidelity, to faithfulness, and he's constantly facing rejection. And he felt like he was duped by the Lord. Lord, why would you call me to this life? Why would you give me this mission? Why would you give me this vocation if it's going to be met with resistance time after time after time? You duped me, O Lord. Have we ever felt that way? Have we ever felt like we tried to answer God's call, that we heard his call, we tried to be faithful, and yet it's resistance, pushback. No one wants to hear. You duped me, O Lord. Kind of the same situation that Christ felt, Christ entered into. We're not just a prophet, but God himself comes to his people to proclaim the truth, to call them back to fidelity, and time after time after time is met with resistance, where they're actively trying to kill him. Again, how often do we face the same? As we try to be faithful to what God asks of us, and those closest to us reject us. I hear it all the time. Maybe one spouse has a conversion and now they're trying to be faithful, and the other spouse and the children or the extended family reject them. Or a parent, after so many years, realizes the error of their ways and tries to be a faithful parent now, and their teenage kids or the young adult kids reject them because they call them out on their hypocrisy. What we hear in the scriptures is alive, is a part of our life every day. And the reason, part of the reason why Mother Church gives us these scriptures to reflect upon, part of the reason why this happened, because it happens. And the scriptures are here to give us confidence and give us faith, to give us hope and courage to stay the course. The people of Jeremiah's time had grown accustomed to their infidelity, to their lukewarmness, to their infidelity. And they did not want to hear anyone call them back to righteousness. The Pharisees and the scribes in Jesus' time had gotten used to their comfortable life. and were resting on their pride about what they knew to be the truth, and they were not going to let anyone else tell them what was the better way or the right way. Oftentimes in our life, we face the same thing. People are locked in their way of thinking and are resistant to the change, to the preaching of the truth. But maybe more importantly, we are that same way. We get used to our own way. We get used to our own interpretation of how things are supposed to be and what is right or what's more important, what can we let slide. And we resist the preaching of the truth. Maybe not to the point of trying to kill the preacher, but just a rejection. And we pick and choose favorites, who I will listen to. I put him in my camp, I take them out of my camp. As we prepare to enter into the holiest of all weeks, the week that changes the world, let it be the week that changes our lives. And we truly do open up our mind and our heart to the preaching of the truth, and not just the words, but as we heard in the gospel, the works of Jesus. As we see what his love cost him, we pray for the grace to have the same radical availability and willingness to suffer for the sake of the truth, for the sake of love. There is a certain truth to what Jeremiah said. We are duped. We are seduced into this radical way of life. But the only other alternative is death. Let's pray for that grace to hear the truth being proclaimed and with confidence and courage follow him, even if it means going to the cross. Amen.